every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for Marvelous Recovery 101 Jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPA. SLA, SLAACRRRMAPADRA, CRRRMM.
CNR Clothers?
Yeah.
Nice suit.
CNR.
Nobody gets that anymore.
No.
I know.
No, they've been gone for a while.
Yeah. I know. But we're old.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day, how when I first went to meetings, everyone was old. And I'm thinking, now I'm one of those guys.
That's right. You're one of the...
I'm one of the people that the young guys don't identify
elders.
With.
You're one of the elders.
Yeah. Elder.
I guy called you that in a meeting.
Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, thanks for that. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelly.
And Mark.
Shelly, the hostess with the mostest.
Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today.
That's right. What page is that?
449.
Or 417, depending on the edition.
449.
Yeah, I'm of the 449 ilk myself. We just came back from vacation.
How was your vacation?
It was awesome. We went jet.
Except, Bruce tried to kill me.
We went jet boating.
Assassination attempt.
On a jet boat. New Zealand style jet boat.
Oh.
Shelley had white knuckles.
An airboat.
She had white knuckles the entire time.
Those are fun.
Dude, scared the crap out of me.
It was awesome.
The only reason I went was because the kids were so excited about it, and sometimes you have to do things to scare the crap out of you because your kids want to do it.
I did that in Nolens, in the bayou.
With the boat?
Lots of alligators in the water.
Oh, God.
Lots of alligators in the water.
Did they go gugump, gugump when you went over them?
No, they get out of the way.
It was awesome.
Yeah. In case there were enough alligators, the guide on the boat kept throwing marshmallows into the water to attract them.
Nice. So, do they like marshmallows?
They love marshmallows.
I'd heard that.
So if I'm ever fishing for alligators, just use marshmallows.
Yeah, yep. If you fall in the water and alligators could actually throw a bunch of marshmallows in the other way.
There you go. Awesome. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, we have shout-outs to
everyone.
Sarah, Robert, Phil, Bill, Deborah, Fran, Bruce, and Connor.
Wow, did you do anything this
Everybody
week?
Everybody but me.
I got one story. Everybody else sent.
Wow.
Many stories. But wait.
But wait, there's more. Uh-oh.
Oh,
here
boy.
He comes.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Somebody hold my microphone.
Just do it into Bruce's.
That would be too easy.
Okay, I have to do a special shout out to Bill for sending us the humble trophy. Do-do-do-do-do!
Wow.
Whoa.
That's,
I think I just lost my
hearing.
Bruce.
Yeah. Sarah just lost her ears.
What do you think? Bill, thanks for my humble trophy.
Yeah.
It's not your humble trophy.
It's obviously mine.
I'm more humble than Mark is.
No, not even close.
I think so.
It's obviously my humble trophy.
Yeah, I think I'm the most humble one.
Well, that eliminates
you. No,
you...
Yeah, you probably are humble, which means you automatically don't get the humble trophy.
Yeah, as soon as you point out that you should get it, you're eliminated.
Actually, as soon as you point out you should get it, that makes you non-humble, which
That's
gives
right.
you a shot at having it.
No, because you have to be humble to have it, like you and I.
Yeah. What?
More to the point, like me.
We're the most humble.
Okay, the whole point is that Bill sent us an actual humble trophy.
Yes, he did.
It's magnificent. It's got a big golden mic on it, and on the bottom it says Humble Trophy Recovery 101. I totally love it. It's so hilarious.
Awesome.
When we got it in the mail and I opened up the box, I thought I was going to pee my pants. I was laughing so hard.
Yes.
So if you go up onto the site and turn on the webcam, you guys can actually see it while we record.
Pictures will be posted on Facebook at the R101 page.
Okay.
Did anybody hear that?
No.
Okay. I'm
sure they did, because I can hear Sarah in the background.
Okay, well, Sarah's going to post the pictures on the group page.
Did you take
Facebook.
Pictures?
Yeah, no, she is going to now.
Oh,
wait, let me get my pair fixed so you can take the picture with me holding it.
Put it somewhere good. So,
I have hair.
We have some news?
We have some news. We do have news now.
Oh, okay, let's do news then.
Okay, actually, I'm going to go to the last page and do Connor's
first. Perfect, we'll be done.
Okay.
Okay, wait, hold on.
She's going to start at the end.
I'm just going to do this one at the end because it's Connor, so I want to do his first.
What's in the last place you look?
Yeah.
Is where you find it.
That's right.
In Nashville, Tennessee. Which is a good place for boozy news to come from. Canisters of bull semen.
Oh, I saw this one.
Canisters of bull semen
caused a major backup on the Interstate 65 on Tuesday.
It was a semen backup.
The canisters fell off of a Greyhound bus, but they didn't know that it fell off a Greyhound bus. They were just these silver cylindrical canisters, and they started smoking. So they see silver canisters with what appears to be smoke coming out of them. So, of course, somebody called the police. The police called Hazmat. Hazmat called the bomb squad. So the entire freeway gets shut down because they think there are all these canisters of something that's
it
about to explode.
It just turned out to be MSB.
Yes. Major sperm backup. The canisters were on route to a bull breeding facility. And apparently Greyhound trucks stuff like that across the country all the time.
Yeah.
And
good to know.
Yeah, the cargo door or whatever on the Greyhound flew open. The canisters fell out. Now, here's what is amazing to me. I didn't know that this stuff was worth so much. Those four canisters that fell out of the Greyhound bus were worth $80,000.
Wow.
It's obviously, just sperm.
Obviously, it wasn't any Sidewinder's sperm. Because that bull.
And they're taking it to a bull breeding facility?
Yes.
No, they're taking
Are these bulls gay?
They're taking it to a cow breeding facility.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, it's a bunch of gay cows because they're going to try and inseminate them with bull sperm.
Well, you know what I mean. It's
perfect.
That's right.
They want to
make
baby
bull
cows.
Sperm at a bull breeding ground.
Yeah,
dinner.
They wanted to make baby cows.
Then,
and some people that were a bit concerned that Greyhound was transporting semen. Greyhound was quoted as saying, "We transport semen all the time."
They do, usually from Miramar.
Yeah, from the Navy base.
Well, I'm thinking every time a guy gets on the bus, they're transporting semen, so, you know. Okay.
Yeah, but it's packaged differently.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
it's unlikely to start smoking.
It's like the submarine joke.
Maybe.
No, there's no smoking sections on the bus.
Okay.
I think there's the whole bus is no smoking.
Right. I said there's no smoking sections on the bus.
Yeah, I don't think there's a section. I think the entire bus is no smoking.
I just said there is no smoking section on the bus.
Oh, I thought you said no non-smoking section on the bus.
Wait.
Never mind.
Do you need to get your ear syringed? Okay, in New York.
I need to get my arm syringed. What do you have in mind?
Ha ha. In New York.
Have a coconut as well.
Prescriptions for oxycodone have doubled citywide.
More people are in pain.
Well, not really.
It's George Bush's fault.
There were 1 million oxycodone prescriptions that were filled last year. The problem, their alarming trend or whatever that they're all up in arms about now, is that although prescription painkiller use is on the increase, so is heroin use, because a lot of the people, you know, there are new people that are coming up with the prescriptions, and then the old ones that can't afford it anymore are just going down to heroin.
Didn't we do this story?
It keeps cropping up in different parts of the country. Oh. Every time I turn around,
the
there's a different
like
story. Yeah. It's just every time I turn around, there's a different story.
The gift that keeps on giving.
It's the story that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Pretty much. In Kerman, California, there was a giant party.
Kermit D. Frog here.
There was a... No, Kerman, not Kermit. Oh.
Never mind.
There was a giant party.
Party. And we weren't invited?
When a big rig carrying cases of beer overturned into a vineyard.
Oh, man. You know what? They're lucky that wasn't near like a NASCAR race.
Wow. Into a vineyard.
Into a vineyard and broke open. There was beer all over the wine.
Well, that's kind of a drag for the wine guy.
The driver was taking
a completely different. I'm guessing, but it's a completely different kind of crowd. You know, the people stopping to get the free beer, yeah. And then you got the guy with the vineyard. Yeah. He's like,
yeah. You actually have to have a NASCAR race break out around a polo ground.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
We've just started.
In Coney Island, a freakishly large lobster that apparently someone was trying to cook, a chef had bought this gigantic, it's an 18-pound lobster.
That's big lobster.
Yeah, it's a big tail.
Huge claws. I saw the picture of it. I mean, the claws were like three times the size of this woman's hands. I mean, they were gigantic. And the chef had bought the lobster that had been caught and wanted to cook it. It's still alive because he didn't have a pot big enough. So another woman offered to buy it because she wanted to set it free. The lobster has now been sent to the Wildlife Conservation Society and will eventually find
a
home.
For their potluck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will eventually find a home in the New York Aquarium.
How's that set free?
Well, he's not dead.
Well,
in captivity, he's in solitary confinement.
Yeah. The hell?
I don't know.
What's creepy about lobsters?
Give me drawn butter or give me death.
You know, it's creepy about lobsters. When you dump them in the water, they scream.
Not really, but
they don't really scream. They just go.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a scream.
Yeah.
It's still creepy.
It's water releasing.
I'm kind of in the get me some drawn butter camp too. Because you know what? When it comes down to it, a lobster is just a giant bug. But it's a tasty bug.
I love a lobster. Crab, lobster.
I like crab a little bit better because it's a little sweeter.
Yeah, that's what I had for dinner.
Yeah, bastard.
I had lovely chicken.
Your chicken was lovely, by the way.
I had chicken, too.
Baka baka chicky. Okay. There's a new baka chicky. Yes, there's a new study.
Boom chicka boom.
Was there money available?
No. I don't know if it's a good study or a bad study. It's an Ohio State University study.
What is the judge of
that? They followed more than 10,000 people for 22 years. They have been following
stalkers.
These people.
Yeah, stalking.
Stalkers.
And have determined that marriage is now, they believe that marriage is scientifically proven, by according to their study, to make women fat.
Well, yeah.
Men, however, usually get thinner. Said
what are
men
they saying about women's cooking?
Well, it says the study followed the 10,000 women for 22 years showed that women tend to gain weight following getting married, and men typically gain weight after getting divorced.
This came on the heels of the other study that was done.
Which one?
That marriage is the number one cause of divorce.
Yeah.
So their recommendation is that if you want to stay thin forever, don't get married.
I'm married and I'm thin.
That's true. What do they want to call it? An anomaly.
I thought they said that when you're married, you're thinner.
No. If you want to stay thin, you gain weight when you get married. Men gain weight when they get divorced.
Right. Women, so as long as I'm married, I stay thin.
Oh, right. Yes, because you're a man. I forgot that part.
Wow. Sorry, Bruce.
Yeah, she forgot I was a man.
She forgot that part.
Wow.
Okay.
That's her buy side coming out.
All right. Well, we're not going to go there. All right, the next story is very sad, and it made me cry. Bill sent it to me.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
I know, and I actually pulled it up.
Did he send it with the trophy?
No, I actually pulled it up out of the email this morning before I went to church. So I went to church with red eyes and a red nose.
I'm going to cut out the meth.
Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer.
Navy SEAL John Tomlinson,
this one with the dog,
was killed in Afghanistan. And at his funeral, his coffin draped in the American flag, his dog, Hawkeye, the Labrador Retriever, walked up the aisle and laid down at the coffin.
Yeah, I saw that.
Then the dog followed the procession out to the cemetery and laid down next to the open plot while the coffin was being lowered into the ground. It just made me really sad. I saw the picture of it, and I just started crying.
Yeah, saw it.
And the dog totally devoted to his friend. The dog will now be was given to Tomlinson's best friend, Scott Nichols, who's also in the military.
Well, and what was the soldier's name that passed?
Hold on, let me turn the page back. John Tomlinson.
Shout out.
Tom Olson, sorry.
Shout out to John.
Yes.
Thanks for serving.
Okay.
The ultimate sacrifice.
Yes. The next one was sent in by a gal named Deborah. She sent us a couple so far. We had a story, well, I don't know, a couple weeks, some time ago. I don't remember.
Okay.
But it was about, featured in the story was a drink called the leg spreader.
Yes.
Right.
Right. She sent us the ingredients.
Yeah, I read those on the air last week.
You did?
Yeah.
You did.
When we did the show.
I don't remember that part.
But go ahead. Let's hear it.
I was just doing an update for her.
She took the effort.
It was 2 ounces of Captain Morgan's, 2 ounces of Malibu coconut rum, 2 ounces of peach schnapps, and 4 to 6 ounces of pineapple juice.
Yep.
And it was originated by Big Mike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Well, you know, hey, I'm obviously forgot that we had
to the
said
east
that.
Side.
Oh, to a deluxe no.
You started it.
I didn't mean to. I didn't say moving on up. I said moving out.
You said moving
on.
No,
you said moving on.
I said up.
Oh. Obviously, I'm not paying very close attention.
Wow, you're really scattered.
Yes, I am a little bit. Let's see. In Oklahoma City, sisters Brittany and Brianna Delgado were driving with their grandmother in a car.
Story.
When they were when another car crashed into them. The other driver got out of his car and tried to run away on foot.
Oh.
And Brianna and Brittany, they're both female wrestlers,
yes.
caught the man from behind,
awesome.
Tackled him. Then Brianna used a wrestling move known as the chicken wing to get his hands behind his back, and they held him down until the cops got there.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, I don't want to come up on them in a dark alley, that's for sure.
Yeah, I read that. I read that one, too.
Yeah.
Ba-da-da! Okay.
Heroes of the week.
Yes. All right. There's what time is it? Oh, okay. I'll just do
plenty
one more.
Of time.
We
bantered extra long.
There's a strange trend. Well, it is strange. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. Bruce might have, because I think you sent me this story, but I'm not sure. Maybe Robert sent this one to me. Women in or police in the Baden-Württemberg city, which is Scandinavia somewhere. Are finding women, girls, teenage girls that are like passed out drunk, even though they don't have any booze on their breath. They're soaking their tampons in vodka and inserting them.
Oh, yeah. I think I found that one.
And what's really disturbing is that the boys are soaking tampons in vodka and inserting them.
Ooh.
In themselves.
Ooh.
Yeah. Apparently it can cause a great deal of intoxication to the point where, I mean, one of these girls had to go to the hospital with alcohol intoxication.
If you're not drinking, is that going out?
Yeah, I think that
Mark's
is.
Mark's going to stop and get some Stay Free on the way home or tampons.
That'll be tampons.
Tampax.
Stay Free or maxi pads.
Yeah, but can you imagine?
How much
you
more?
You soaked a maxi pad? That would hold a lot of booze.
Makes the insertion sketchy.
They hold about the same amount of fluid, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's just the tampon expands.
Good to know.
Oh. That's how Shelly's been drinking all this time. We didn't know.
Yeah, I've been flying under the radar. Let's see. This kind of is a weird one. Bruce may have sent me this one, too. A woman named Cassie Sean. No. Cassie? Oh, it doesn't say. No, her husband's name is Sean, and her name is Cassie. They're from Fayetteville, Tennessee. Her husband, she's 26 years old. She lost her husband to a sudden asthma attack. And when she went through the grieving process, for some reason, she started getting a craving to eat her husband's ashes. So every day she nibbles a little bit on the ashes. She's down about a pound into the 5-pound container. She's actually had to check herself into an inpatient facility in order to stay away from the ashes of her dead husband.
Is that cannibalism?
I don't know.
It should be. I mean, technically, I think it would be.
No.
It still remains.
The song remains.
Yeah. Yeesh.
The same.
I think it's strange. Oh, my goodness.
She's
we're way over
her husband's
time.
Ash.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? Sarah just gave me a look.
Okay, well, we are way over time, so that is the end of the boozy
I'm a
news.
Dark and twisty.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
And?
We're back.
What are you guys laughing at?
You?
Why?
Your kind of mousy little sneezer that didn't really like happen?
Trying not to make too much noise.
We were on break.
Yeah.
True, I could just cut it out, but now that we've talked about the sneeze, I have to leave it in.
Sweet.
Dude.
So, Shelly.
What?
You had a topic. Sarah loved it, as a matter of fact.
No, Sarah thought it was gonna suck.
She couldn't wait to hear it.
I know.
Shelly's my favorite. She's always my favorite. Oh, Sarah said I'm her favorite.
I might give Sarah my microphone for this show. And I'll just make crappy comments in the background.
Sarah can do the show. The topic actually is, now I've forgotten what I called it. What did I call it?
Something spiritual, something borrowed, something blue.
Things that...
Something to make you feel, something that inspires you.
I've got the power, things that inspire
you.
I've
got the power!
Yes, I've got demons running all through me.
Lord!
Wow.
Lord? Lord have mercy.
Sarah just walked out of the studio.
Yeah, she did. So what inspires you, Bruce? In recovery, out of recovery, what inspires you?
Journey. Who's the lead on music by?
Not Journey.
I don't know. Music. Music inspires me a lot, actually. Lots of music. I like all kinds of music. You've heard my eclectic mix. I'll have Nat King Cole followed by Guns N' Roses, followed by Prince, followed by some death speed metal band.
K.
Ronald Reagan.
Definitely Ronald Reagan.
Big fan. We're gonna run Zombie Reagan for president.
He'd probably win.
Can you imagine? Zombie Reagan. Have some voodoo priestess down in New Orleans bring him back. It won't be that different. What inspires you, Shelly?
Oh, I was going to ask Mark.
It's her show.
It's not my show. I don't own it. There are a lot of things that inspire me. Actually, I was thinking about this topic earlier because, you know, I went to church this morning. I've been going to church fairly regularly lately, the last few months. And I get such a charge out of it. It makes me... want to do more.
She was all manic when she came back from church.
It makes me feel really good, and I want to feel like that all the time. It's almost like being on a drug or something. It was definitely different than being drunk, but since I've never done any drugs, I wouldn't know.
You were plugged into your higher power.
Yeah, really, and it feels really good when you're that connected to your higher power. That, you know, in terms of like external things that inspire me, though, I think that one of the things that inspires me the most is having a newcomer come into a meeting and just sit there and be on the verge of tears the whole time and just listening and just looking so incredibly beaten down. And it inspires me because it's kind of rare. Most of the newcomers that come in aren't really there because they want to be there. But the rare one that does come in and it really wants to be there and is really at the end of his or her rope, it does make me feel inspired because I know that if they grab a hold of the program, that their life is going to get better. And it makes me want to help them.
How about at the meeting last night? Watched a guy take a cake for a year.
That was great.
Completely emotional. Couldn't hardly even talk about it. I mean, it was great.
And his whole family was there cheering him on. It was really nice.
Yeah, his whole family. I know Larry listens to the show. Shout out to Larry. Happy birthday,
Larry. Yes, happy birthday, Larry.
There's a lot of identification from his family when I was sharing.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you what. They were laughing at all the dope fiend spots to laugh. I'm like, no. They were laughing every time there was an inside dope fiend joke. They got it. I thought that was funny. What inspires you, Mark?
I agree with Shelley. Newcomers. I get really inspired by newcomers.
Yeah, I know you do.
They do. They're the best part of my day.
Are you being sarcastic?
Very.
He had two for breakfast.
That's right. So. No, you know, I mean, I get inspired by, my kids inspire me.
Yeah, true.
They, you know, they really do. I mean, I don't know, you know, I was trying to think of what inspired, there's so many things in life that just make me feel great. Yeah. Wake it up in the morning.
It's outstanding. See, it's much better than not waking up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Waking up, not inspiring for me.
Oh, man.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You know how,
going to bed is inspiring for me because I can lay there and get all comfy and cozy in the bed, and I can read my book, and I feel really good, and I feel like I can get a good night's sleep, and then I can get up and tackle the day. Unfortunately, by the time I wake up the next morning, that feeling wears off.
The day has already run you by, and you can't reach out and tackle it. The day is in the end zone.
Except for on Sundays when I get up to get ready for church. Sunday, I leap out of bed.
Why don't you become Catholic and you just go to church every day?
I actually went to Mass for a year and a half when I was in college, and I went to Rosary every Wednesday, but they won't let me in the church.
Sure they will. They open it up.
No, they changed the rules a few years ago, and now that if you have a divorce outside of the Catholic Church, they can't annul it.
Here's my
question. So you can't be a Catholic.
Here's my question. You show up.
You can still go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I couldn't take communion or participate in any of the sacraments. No, you can't not a Catholic church.
Hey.
What?
Show up to communion.
Yeah.
What are they going to say? You ever been divorced? I don't even think
they're
going to ask.
They don't even ask.
Yeah.
But I would want to be a member of the church.
Is there now a guy at the door that, like, stops you and asks you?
Okay, so here's my question. Member of the church. Who decides whether you're a member or not?
Well, they do. You have to go through the classes, catechism and stuff.
Where in the Bible does it say that?
Well, if you read the Catholic Bible, which is a little different than the regular Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly.
It
but,
doesn't. The
well,
only
I don't know.
Person who decides
priests.
That you're a member of the church is mm-hmm. Jesus Christ himself.
I don't know. The Catholic Church, I think the Pope has a say in that. I'm just saying that that's what I was told by a couple of priests, one at St. Peter and St. Paul in Westwood.
I've had a priest who knows I'm not Catholic give me communion.
Oh, he broke the law. No, breaking the law,
you know
breaking
said?
The law.
You know what he said? Who gives a crap? That was exactly what he said. Because somebody asked him about it when we were all together like a week later. They said, Mark, how should you take communion in your church? He goes, yeah. This, he's not Catholic. He said, who gives a crap?
Hmm. Well, that's why I like my church, because it's exactly like that. Mm-hmm. Visitors come and go. We don't care what religion they are. My pastor says every time we do communion, everyone is welcome at the table.
Yeah, well, I was okay because I was raised Lutheran. You know, Catholic without the guilt.
Catholic without the guilt?
Yeah.
I thought that was Episcopalians.
They
have most of
the program
sacraments.
Sometimes, recovering Catholics.
Yeah, Lutheran, Catholic light.
So, Shelley, you don't get inspired by the boys?
What boys?
The VH boys.
VH? Are you talking about Van Halen?
For you, who else would it be?
When I was a teenager and up until a few years ago when Silence kind of made me feel a little more inspirational, there were a few things on the planet that would make me feel better than heavy metal. Listening to rock and roll really loud. And when I'd get upset or I needed a boost or something, I would do that. But the last few years, I really like the Silence. I don't listen to music that much anymore.
She's comfortable around lambs.
Oh, jeez.
She's having a friend
Fava
for
beans.
Dinner.
Fava beans and a nice Chianti?
Yeah. You know what was, this hasn't really been recently, but one thing that's really inspiring to me before, when I used to backpack and I would go in the areas like the High Sierras, man, when you come over like the top of a hill or something, there's like some mammoth green valley with trout streams running through it and bright blue skies, and you can dip your Sierra cup into the river because the water is so clean, you can just drink it right out of the river. Oh, yeah. That's good. When we went a couple years ago to the Grand Canyon and to Zion National Park, you know, real big scenic vistas are very inspiring to me.
I don't know. I would think that that's...
Watching Shelley and Courtney skip along the edge of the canyon.
Not so inspiring?
No. Scared the stuff out of me.
Bejesus?
Yeah, the bejesus out of me.
Well, I would think that when you're looking at something like that inspiring, like in nature, for me it was the stars. I used to have a telescope. And if it was a really clear night and I could see, the seeing was good. That's what they call it, the seeing.
He used to say that to me when I was on acid.
Oh, well.
The seeing.
That would make me feel very inspired and also very small. Sometimes the things that inspire me make me feel insignificant.
I'll remember to put you down later.
When you have a telescope, also
we'll make her inspired.
Being across from apartments with a lot of open blinds.
See, I never did that.
Hotels.
Hotels are good too.
I never did that.
Hotels in Vegas. You got to take your telescope with you.
That's right.
Vegas, no one shuts their curtains in a 30-story hotel.
Actually,
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Actually, Weber the dog broke my inspiration. He ran over my telescope and broke the mount, and I sold the barrel at a garage sale.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
Yeah. You know, I really get inspired. Like today, I get really inspired when a group of people who have some time get together and just because the conversation...
Don't get anything done.
Yeah, but the conversation that goes on is just so... It just makes sense.
I was actually fairly inspired by the committee meeting today because, mm-hmm. I mean, whether or not we got anything done, I mean, you're always complaining about committee meetings, and I thought it was actually really great.
I thought it was a great committee meeting today. I had a great time.
Yeah, I was worried a little bit that I wouldn't be able to keep up with the typing the notes because being the secretary, I got to tail the notes. But actually, I'm a fairly fast typist, so I didn't have any trouble keeping up.
All I could hear come from the side, clackety, 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 clack.
I know. I'm really hard on keyboards.
I didn't even notice.
We had fresh strawberries. Fresh grapes.
They were good.
It was awesome.
But knowing that we're working on the committee and, you know, at the end of our term of doing this, we're going to have something really great to show for it, that's inspiring, yeah. Especially because other people will go to that convention. Some of them might be newcomers, and they might become inspired to work on their recovery.
Some of them might, like, use in the bathroom between meetings and stuff.
Possibly, but, you know, there will be others that don't.
That happened the last time we went to a convention.
Yes, well, least said, soonest mended.
Our one buddy. One of my sponsors said, he's going to the bathroom a lot. Yeah. Like every 3 minutes.
Yeah. And he does anyway when he's not using. So when he's using, he's really in the bathroom a lot.
Wow.
He's got 5 months now.
Well, good.
So, Shelley.
What?
What are your final words on being inspired?
I would say, I mean, if to tie it in with recovery... I would think that it's important in your recovery to find something that inspires you, that helps you to create a conscious connection with your higher power. For me, that's church. For other people, it might be other things, like you going and looking at nature, or because anything that gets you closer to your higher power...
The beaver trail leads to wine country.
Anything that gets you closer to your higher power will make it easier for you to continue to stay sober and work on your recovery.
Mark?
You inspire me. Because you're the most positive person I know, and if you were just a little more humble, you'd be perfect.
I'm as humble as they get.
I'm much more humble than you are. I am much more humble than you are.
There's no... My final words are...
I'm not humble at all. I think I'm great.
Here's how inspirational mine will be. My final words are, because she didn't hear it, because she wasn't here... Sarah's going to hate this show. Shelley.
What is that? How is that inspiring?
It's inspiring to me. Just to generate hate like that, it's awesome.
What's that all about?
Yeah, what's that all about?
Why would I hate this show?
Because it was about as free skate as you can be without being free
state? It was not.
State?
It was recovery packed. We talked about newcomers and old timers.
I tied in some recovery. You guys may not have, but I did.
And religion?
I give each show 5 minutes before I turn it off.
Oh, well, that's good because that'll just be boozy. That'll just be boozy news, so we know you'll make it through that. Yeah. Shelley, who are our friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
By the way, Bruce, I'm going to be sending you a story soon.
In the city of bromance?
In the city of bromance,
he'll,
yes.
He'll get the story before he hears the show.
Merriam-Webster's dictionary has added bromance as a new word.
That's funny.
They really have.
Although it doesn't really count unless it's in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Those stuffy
That's
people?
Next.
What? Yes, those stuffy people.
Yeah, you can't get the stick out of their ass.
It doesn't matter. They're the last word on the English language. The first and last.
Yeah, we don't speak English. We speak American.
All right. Well, at any rate, where was I? Oh, he runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. And you can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg.
Mark, how about friends online?
The absolute Facebook-type recovery site would be in the rooms.
Absolute, absolute.
Absolute. That'd be in the rooms. You go to intherooms.com, or you can go to recovery101.net.
Sweet.
And you can scroll down and you can click on that banner thingy that says in the rooms.
Sweet.
And it'll take you right there. Once you get there, you put up a profile. You put on a condom. And you enter the A of your choice.
Sweet.
And from there...
Take your breakfast cereal with you.
That's right. No, you go up there, speaker tapes, there's chat rooms, there's online meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101. That would be us. And you can listen to the show while you search the site, and it's all free.
Sweet. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And if you'd like to join the crack staff, that's right, the crack staff, the crack advertising staff.
Is there any spots left?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. I know that we've got it. We've got someone out there right now working. You can email us at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. Don't forget Recovery Idol. Recovery Idol. We just heard one the other day. Shelley and I did. That was pretty good. If you're in a band or you play an instrument or you sing or whatever, record yourself doing a jingle.
Playing with yourself doesn't
30
count.
To 60 seconds for Recovery 101. Please use the name Recovery 101 in the jingle somewhere.
And try to use Bruce's name as many times as you can.
Well, I'm so humble. And that's it. You send it in. We'll use it for sure. And then
for
if
sure?
we like it, we'll use it forever or for a while. Sweet. Shelley, who's the lead on music by?
No.
Oh, she's caught in the headlights.
I know, because I wanted to use one, but now I've got a request.
Yeah, use another one. Make her stay for the next show.
But I wanted Evangenitals.
Evangenitals it is.
You were axed.
Okay.
Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Got four more cans of corn than I need. Boiled them carrots and collard greens. Baked them apples and candied yams. 12 grain bread, 4 kinds of jam. Peel that garlic and mash them taters. Leaf of basil and fresh tomatoes. Cherry peach pineapple pumpkin pie. Cider so strong it'll make you cry. Damn fine green bean casserole. Dirty rice gonna save your soul. Orange, red, green pepper stuffed to burst. Squeezing lemons and quench your thirst. Yellow rice, brown rice, fresh tortillas. Ain't no borders for sopapillas. Steam that broccoli and cauliflower. Split pea soup, gonna simmer for hours. Black-eyed, red-eyed kidney beans. Fresh sorbet with tangerines. Make more food than we can eat. Now we gotta take it to the streets. Shoe won't fit if you won't wear it. Food don't taste good unless you share it. Open hearts, let more light in. Let the new day here begin. Put your hand out, let me shake it. Make eye contact, don't you break it. Bell bottoms to skinny jeans. new day, so get up. Life is better when you share your stuff.
Yeah, share your stuff.
Share.